This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Listeners to this program have heard us speak about the Plant Pure Nation video. Our own Dr. James Markham was proud to take part in it as they spread the good news about living the healthy lifestyle. We even talked with Nelson Campbell, the producer of that film, right here on HeartWise. Well, if you think that the Plant Pure organization has completed its work, think again. Nelson Campbell has basically told the world, hold my soy milk, and he and his team are launching an incredible program aimed at the most vulnerable among us. You might want to grab a paper and pencil and keep it handy because we'll be sharing some information and a web address that could change your life and lives in your community. Nelson Campbell, welcome back to HeartWise.
Well, it's good to be here, Charles. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, Nelson, just in case someone hasn't heard about you or your work, what have you done in the past and why did you do it?
Okay, well, there's a lot that's occurred in my past, so I'm only going to go back a little ways.
Okay, all right.
But I'll start with our film, Plant Pure Nation.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to make a movie back in 2013 and 14. It was a story-driven documentary really aimed at answering the question for people, how could this powerful health message have been suppressed for so many years? Because the science behind this really began to emerge back in the 1970s.
Nelson, what exactly does the Plant Pure Nation video and the Plant Pure organization, what are you trying to do? How are you trying to make us different than we are?
Well, what we're promoting, Charles, is the idea of a whole food, plant-based diet.
Right, right.
This is a diet that is really natural to our biology, and if we eat this way, what we see is that our bodies have tremendous self-healing capability. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are highly intelligent systems and very complex systems. And if people eat a whole food plant-based diet, which is really natural to that system, then they will in fact achieve healing. This is a diet that's not only able to prevent many chronic diseases, but actually can be used even to treat serious chronic conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, and other kinds of chronic conditions. So it's a powerful, powerful health concept. This was information that was suppressed for quite some time. So through a story and also through expert voices, we helped to explain all of this. And that film, by the way, for your listeners who haven't seen it, just in a few days, it'll be available on Amazon Prime.
Wow.
And we also are going to be making it available on YouTube free of charge. The film was released in theaters in over 100 cities in 2015, and then it went on Netflix, and it's been on Netflix since, but as I said, it'll be moving over to Amazon Prime in a few days. Since the release of the film, we've started two organizations. One is a nonprofit called Plant Pure Communities. Mm-hmm. And Plant Pure Communities manages a network of hundreds of groups, plant-based support groups, and we call these groups pods because we're planting a lot of seeds of change.
Yes, yes.
And these groups involve tens of thousands of people. So in addition, we have a program that we've launched called the Plant Pure Oasis Program, which is an effort to get affordable food and nutrition education into underserved communities. So that's the nonprofit. We also have started an organization called Plant Pure, and that's a for-profit, socially conscious for-profit business. In that company, we've developed an extensive line of food products and also education and programs targeting the general public, employers, physicians, and even the faith community. That's something of interest to me. And so we've developed a lot of tools that can be used to introduce people to the power of a plant-based diet and help them sustain their commitment to it. So that's what we've done to date. And as you mentioned before, we're getting ready to take all of that and do something special here this year.
And before we move into that, I know that you did not share one particular piece of information that probably is very, very vital to who you are and why you do what you do. And I know my audience would be very interested in hearing this piece of information. I know you're shy, and I know that you don't like to drop names here, but who's your daddy? Let's ask you that question. What's going on there?
Yes, so I'm glad that you mentioned that, Charles, because, yes, I forgot to add that point. My father is Dr. Colin Campbell. A lot of people consider him to be the science father of this rapidly growing movement because he did a lot of research to validate this idea beginning in the early 1970s. And he also did the most comprehensive human study ever done looking at the relationship between diet and disease. That's commonly known as the China study.
Yes.
So he's a really bright guy and has really been a pioneer to help move all this forward.
Well, Nelson, I guess if you have to live in the shadow of your dad, that's not a bad dad to live in the shadow of. True?
Yeah, it's a shadow that I don't mind being at. Not just in terms of the research that he did, but also the example that he set. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a man of integrity and courage, and he's fought for the truth his entire life, and he's cast a long shadow for sure.
Well, now we're going to move out from that shadow now into the Nelson Campbell brightness, and let's talk about what's happened since that movie. The Plant Pure Nation video, as people will discover when they watch it, or if you've already seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about, talked about legislation that was trying to move through some states and it got hung up and didn't happen. It was great disappointment. Give us an update. Has anything else happened that we need to know about that's encouraging in that area?
Well, we really haven't been focused on the governmental side of the equation. So we're not involved in trying to promote any more legislation at this point. Mm-hmm. We've been very focused on developing these tools and organizations to really support what it is that we're getting ready to do the remainder of this year. We're taking a very much a grassroots approach to empower people and communities to make this change. So, you know, working from the bottom up rather than down through government.
And I remember in your first video, the Plant Pure Nation video, there was a statement made by someone that said, if you want to change the laws, change the people, and the laws have to follow. Is that still true in your mind?
Yes, I do think that we need to change the people, but also we need to change the whole paradigm that everyone's operating within.
Yeah.
You know, as long as government is so big and distant from the people that it serves, it's going to become a tool for the rich and powerful, for the special interests. And what we have to figure out how to do, I believe, in our society is how do we decentralize power down to local communities? Mm-hmm. How do we empower people at the local level to make change?
Yes.
As long as we keep looking up to government to solve our problems, we're going to end up with a big, large bureaucratic government operating from a distance that's not going to be accountable to the people that it's supposed to serve. It's going to end up serving the rich and powerful. And, you know, we can change the people in that government, but as long as we have that structure and we're working within that paradigm, I think we're going to continue to have the problems that we have.
Mm. Nelson Campbell, let me ask you something that happened just recently, just days ago, and that has to do with the SNAP program. The present administration in Washington, D.C. is wanting to sort of narrow what people on the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Program, can purchase. And they're moving away from fresh fruits and vegetables to a more processed foods, canned foods material. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just hearing about some of this myself for the first time just in the last day or so.
Yes.
I've been reading some media reports about the plan to give people boxes of food.
Yes.
And then apparently, according to the articles I've read, these boxes will include shelf-stable milk, dairy products, and canned meats, along with some canned fruits and vegetables and some other things that we wouldn't object to. But if we're going to give people a lot of dairy and shelf-stable dairy and canned meat, that's certainly not going to help our healthcare crisis. I know that. So I'm kind of suspicious and you know, be interested to learn more. about what they're thinking.
All right, very good. Plant Pure Nation, of course, the Plant Pure organization is a promoter of healthy lifestyle through good nutrition, and that would include plant-based diets, and that is fresh things and fresh vegetables and fresh fruits and things that don't have that shelf-stableness, that which can only be achieved by pumping a bunch of chemicals into it, and that's not what we want to do. So I was concerned about it. I just want to know what you were thinking about this, because I know here in West Virginia, where I live, there are a lot of SNAP recipients, and I don't want their health to get any worse than it already is. And I just wish that our government would get on board. I'm hoping that the Plant Pure organization can somehow make inroads into that legislation. But if you can't, you have other plans. And we're going to talk about the other plan on our return. We're talking with Nelson Campbell. He is the moving force behind the Plant Pure organization. They have a new program coming up, which we'll be telling you about that on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Did you know that God has created plants, and many of our plants not only prevent but also treat disease? Our biblical prescription for life is 2 Kings 20, verse 17. And Isaiah said, "Take a lump of fig," and they laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Fig was used as a treatment. Did you know that figs have iron, which can help with anemia, calcium, which can help with osteoporosis, potassium, which can help lower your blood pressure? Figs also can be used as a laxative because it has cellulose. The milky sap helps with tumors and warts. The leaf can help with eczema and psoriasis. Yes, the fig has many medicinal purposes. So think about figs. How might a fig help improve your health? For more information, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
After a recent screening of the documentary film Plant Pure Nation, viewers offered these insights.
Just watched Plant Pure Nation. The movie was absolutely awesome. I heard about it in the paper. I'm really glad I came.
I just watched Plant Pure Nation, and I thought that the movie showed us the truth in a different way that we've never seen it before.
I guess I didn't realize the lies that I've been told, because I thought, well, chicken's okay and fish is okay, but now I realize it's not really okay.
As a doctor, I recognize that I only got maybe big fat zero worth of nutrition education, and that's exactly what he talked about in the movie.
Really raises awareness on the way the diet is in America and how we've all grown up accustomed to more of a high-fat diet.
If you have any health issues, try it and see what happens.
To learn more about the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and how you can make dramatic improvements to your own health, visit plantpurenation.com. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Nelson Campbell. He is the driving force of the Plant Pure organization. They had a video several years back called Plant Pure Nation, and they've also have other programs going, Plant Pure Communities, Plant Pure Oasis, and Plant Pure Organization, which is making actual food products. I suppose this for-profit part of your organization is to help support the non-profit part of your organization. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We need an economic engine to drive everything that we're wanting to do, but we're motivated by a higher social mission, but we realize that we need the economic resources to do that work, and also the actual tools that are necessary to make the change that we're seeking. You know, whether it's food or education or a web platform, there are various tools that we've developed that are critical to this social mission.
All right, very good. I want to spend just a moment with Plant Pure Oasis. Like I said before, I live in West Virginia, and we have a lot of people at risk here. We have food deserts here and there and everywhere in this state. How is Plant Pure Oasis going to help my community?
I'm really excited about this because we have a huge percentage of our population who live in food deserts.
Yes, yes.
Who don't have access to healthy foods, and also who don't necessarily have access to information about what constitutes a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make a dent in that problem. As I mentioned before, the Plant Pure Communities organization, that's the nonprofit, has a program called OASIS.
Right.
And they're currently testing strategies for getting education and affordable food into underserved areas. There's also another angle that we're taking on this, which is through the business. As I mentioned, we've developed a line of frozen entrees.
Right.
We've recently entered into a partnership with a world-leading product development company that specializes in plant-based products, and they're going to basically take over our product development function.
Excellent.
But one of the early projects that they're going to focus on is developing a new line of prepared meals that can be mass-produced at the lowest possible cost. And then what we're going to do is we're going to produce those meals and we're going to pass them into our nonprofit and through its OASIS program into some of these underserved areas.
Wow.
With no profit markup.
Wow.
And maybe even testing ways that people can pay for these foods using their EBT cards. So we're really trying to crack the code of, you know, how do we get this healthy food into some of these areas at the lowest possible cost.
Nelson Campbell, you do not sound like a capitalist at all. What's going on here? Why are you so interested in helping people? I know your dad, T. Colin Campbell, was interested in this. Why you? Why now?
Well, first of all, you know, I think that we can develop a sustainable business and do quite well financially while also doing some enormously good things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my motivations are what they are because I have a more spiritual view of my life and the world around me. I think that we are here to evolve our souls. We're all souls on a journey. And I think that we're here to make the world a better place and to love the people around us. And that's what gives meaning to me and to my life. And that's just the way I've chosen to live. It sounds strange, but it's actually kind of a self-centered way of living, because what you discover when you reach out to try to do good things is that you get back more than you give. And it's a very fulfilling way of living your life. I've always kind of had this social perspective.
Nelson Campbell is our guest today, producer and director of Plant Pure Organization. Plant Pure Nation is the video, lots of other organizations, including a brand new one. I saw this on your website and became very excited. As a matter of fact, Dr. James Markham from Heartwise Ministries called and says, you got to get Nelson on the air and talk about healing America together. Talk about that. What's going on?
So what we're doing is, Charles, is we're taking everything that we've developed, our food products and our educational programming, the initiatives and the things that we've done through the nonprofit, we're going to take all of that and bundle that together, and then combined with a new social networking platform that we've developed,
mm-hmm.
we're going to launch a campaign in a single city, and it's looking like it's going to be Durham, North Carolina, to get this health message out to as many people as possible in the city, working with local partners. The campaign will consist of a series of projects. Each project will have local partners and leaders who lead that effort, and they'll be able to utilize all the tools that we've developed and this new social networking platform to organize and launch strategies to get this message out to various sectors of the community. We also are going to reach out and pull in other resources from other organizations like Heartwise Ministries, for example.
Right.
One of the projects will be to reach out to the local faith community here in Durham. And so we're going to try to engage others as much as possible. But the idea here is to do this in one city. And then as we do that, we're going to film what we do and produce a stream of short videos that we can stream out to people so they can follow along. We also will save the footage that we get for production of a feature film, a sequel to Plant Pure Nation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to use film this way so that people can see what we're doing and be inspired by it, and then stand up and say, hey, we'd like to do this in our community. And so then that becomes a way for us to scale this model as rapidly as possible across the country. And we have an entire storyline for this worked out that starts in Durham and then, you know, goes across the country and includes various elements that I don't want to give away here, but we're very excited about the overall strategy, but it all starts in Durham. And to get ready for this, my dad and I are currently on a tour across the country giving a joint presentation to audiences explaining this project and what it is that we're going to do to get people excited. But we're also laying an ideological foundation for this strategy that's a little bit different than you would hear at other plant-based nutrition events. We're talking about the environment, and we're talking about economics and politics, and trying to make this strategy about more than just health. Because as I said earlier in the broadcast, I think that we need to create a new paradigm in this country that empowers local communities to fix problems, not just our healthcare crisis, but all the problems that we have. We need to figure out how to organize and empower local communities to fix problems. And I think that this is an idea that people from both the left and right can find equally appealing.
My, an organization that leaves healthy people in its wake. How can you go wrong with that? How can people learn more about this and become involved with it?
Well, two ways. First, if people are interested in provide through Plant Pure, especially the food, because we have the capability to deliver food to any doorstep in America, would be to go to plantpurenation.com. We're actually going to be launching a discount program probably in the next 10 days or so, where we'll be able to get food to locations at very low prices. So you can stay tuned for that. In addition, if folks would like to learn about what we're doing through the Healing America campaign, they can go to healingamericatogether.com, healingamericatogether.com. And there's a video there that folks can watch. We also have some videos from our first few tour events. And I strongly encourage people to sign up at healingamericatogether.com. If they sign up, they will receive regular updates of our progress. And also, as we produce videos, we will send those videos via email to the folks who've signed up, because we'd like for people to follow along so that, as I said before, so that they can then jump into the storyline later and help us bring this model into their own communities. And finally, we also have an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign that we've launched, which you can also see if you go to healingamericatogether.com. We do need additional financial support to do this work, and so we're hoping we can raise some of that money through this crowdfunding campaign.
Well, listener, if you ever wished for an organization somewhere to do something about the health of our nation, you just found it. HealingAmericaTogether.com is the web address. Nelson Campbell is the driving force behind it all. And Nelson Campbell, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your words of wisdom and guidance and motivation. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, Charles. I enjoyed the conversation.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Nelson Campbell, inviting you to remain HurtWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HurtWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HurtWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.